With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting as the war between Israel and Hamas continues in Gaza. Tens of thousands gathered on the National Mall in Washington today for a March for Israel rally. Jennifer Ward, a Jewish mother of three from upstate New York, says she would support a ceasefire, but only under certain conditions.
If Hamas turns over our hostages, if they surrender and get out of the hospitals and the schools that they are bunkering down under and using the Palestinian people as human shields, then absolutely I believe in a ceasefire.
The event is intended by organizers to be part of a response to critics of Israel, where about 1,200 people were killed in the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack. At least three people are dead and more than a dozen went to the hospital with injuries after a semi-truck rear-ended a bus carrying high school students on an Ohio highway. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Officials say it happened Tuesday morning around 9 a.m.
We have heavy fire on the traffic camera, and we are being advised that there is children trapped on the bus.
Emergency responders rushed to the scene on Interstate 70 west of Licking County, about 30 miles from Columbus, as you hear on audio captured by Broadcastify.
Rescue 401, there are still kids in that bus. Go ahead and make entry. Battalion 1, you've got the fire out.
Five vehicles were in the crash, including a Pioneer Trails charter bus carrying students from the Tuscarawas Valley Local School District, says the County Emergency Management Director. There were a total of 57 people on board when the semi-trailer rear-ended it. I'm Julie Walker.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says they will not have to demolish the section of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles that was badly damaged by an arson fire. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 489 points today. This is SRN News. China steps up its efforts to co-opt Christianity.
The country's Ethnic and Religious Affairs Committee has hosted a major gathering of religious officials in Beijing aimed at furthering the sinicization of Christianity. To sinicize something is to make it more Chinese in character or form. In practical terms, it's an effort by the Communist Party to bend Christianity to its purposes and make it subservient to the will of the government. The conference has been followed by a fresh wave of persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Education Department officials held a meeting with Jewish leaders on Monday, briefing them on efforts to address a rash of anti-Semitism on America's college campuses. Nathan Diamant of the Orthodox Union tells the Jewish Telegraphic Agency they realize this is a crisis, but we're still looking for them to be as aggressive as possible and as proactive as possible. Some Jewish leaders want the department to initiate investigations into anti-Semitic rallies. SRN News. Motor vehicles with higher, more vertical front ends are the most dangerous to pedestrians.
That's according to a highway safety organization. An Insurance Institute for Highway Safety study found that whatever the nose shape, pickups, SUVs, and vans with a hood height greater than 40 inches are about 45% more likely to cause fatalities in pedestrian crashes than cars and other vehicles with a hood height of 30 inches or less and a sloping profile. But among vehicles with hood heights between 30 and 40 inches, a blunt or more vertical front end increases the risk to pedestrians. John Scott reported.
The San Diego Padres say owner Peter Seidler has died. He was 63. Seidler poured hundreds of millions of dollars into trying to bring a World Series championship to San Diego. He was a third-generation member of the O'Malley family that used to own the Los Angeles Dodgers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.